Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sandspants Radio, stretch before listening.
Hey, before we start, just letting you know that D&D is for Nerds is up for several podcasting awards this year. We've been nominated for People's Choice and Games and Hobbies, along with our sister shows, Plumbing the Death Star, Shut Up a Second, and It's Just Good Business, under their respective categories. So if you could do us all a favor and head to podcastawards.com and vote for us, that would be much appreciated. You can vote once a day, every day, until June 12th. Voting resets at midnight, Eastern Standard Time. I'm not quite sure what time that is for your time zone. For Melbourne, it's like 2 p.m., so just Google. That would just mean so much to all of us if you could do that. Thank you in advance. Now, enjoy the show.
There's nothing sadder than a group of adults sitting around a table, but that's exactly what we're doing here today. Welcome to episode 40 of D&D's for Nerds. I'm Jackson Bailey, playing the part of Cassius Christie. Next to me is Ali Kathleen, playing the part of Princess Ainsley Foggy Feather.
Can you pass the dips?
No. And across from me is Joel Zammett, playing the part of Leo Shadow.
Can you pass the dips to me?
Nobody gets the dips. They're my dips.
Rude.
And of course,
rude.
Our Maglamorious DM, Adam Camelot, corpse.
I have a name tag.
I'm not reading it previously on D&D is for Nerds.
Ainsley gets back first.
Oh, God.
These intruders, while they have broken our customs, are free to go under our laws.
I'd like to spend my time in Mara being scared of the real dwarves.
The gem is maybe if you made a baby's fist.
That's ridiculous.
It's like set...
That's not practical.
No, it's not. Which one do you want, Cassius?
Both.
God damn it.
At the same time?
Yes, I finished smoke a pipe flute.
It's not as much as I would pay a normal caravan guard, but I think you earned a little bit for your trouble.
Oh, thank you.
Even though this was completely a waste of money for
I
me.
I said thank you.
Run away with me.
Oh, God, yes!
Having just asked Ainsley to run away with him, we're going to leave these two alone and jump to Leo and Cassius.
Cassius!
So, what do you guys do when they ask for a moment?
We'll go outside.
And I'll start chatting to Cassius and be like, hey.
Yes?
You know, since the, Grayson's armor, Ainsley's ring.
Rough.
I've got a couple of wands in my backpack.
Oh, and you took stuff, didn't you?
And I got this circlet of persuasion and this cloak of resistance.
Let's have a look in the bag and make sure it ain't.
So, what I'm thinking, if they're not deadly, just sell them? Sell them off.
Sell them
just
quickly
fuck
as
them
well.
Off, right, very quickly.
Yeah, well, let's go find somebody like a merchant who'll buy some magical
goods. Are you
goods.
Going to actually take these items out and have a look at them first?
We'll open the bag and look in.
Okay. You shift stuff down. At the bottom of your pack is a molten sludge.
I don't
How
think
did
we
it
can
stay
sell
in
this.
The bag.
We're going to need to go through your character sheet, find all the stuff that you items that you took.
I didn't take anything because I'm
we sold it
we
all.
Bought those ones.
Yeah, no, anything you bought is fine, but
we
items,
bought the
actual items that you took ones. Are not.
It's all in Leo's bag anyway.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, how did it not melt through
aren't
the bag?
Are the wizard's heads in your bag?
They sure are.
They're in such bad shape.
That was before the acid. Only one of them was even preserved.
Oh, God.
That one's probably okay in the glass jar, but the other heads are just...
The whole time we've been tracking with all these different groups, have they always been like... Is that?
That's why you didn't even notice the sludge. It's just the constant reek from your bag is basically unchanged.
All those dwarves are like, God, that halfling smells like rot.
Let's go find a merchant because I need to buy a new backpack. It's like our first step.
That's step one.
Step
You're
one.
Probably going to lose all your rations as well. They were in the bottom.
Okay, let's just do this step by step. I want to find a merchant and we'll buy a backpack.
Okay. Backpack will set you back 2 gold. I just know that off the top of my head.
Okay,
good job, Adam.
Champion.
How come it didn't melt through the backpack?
They're very sturdy.
It's a tough backpack.
Is the backpack made out of iron?
Once it had built up enough sludge.
Oh, just, probably hardened again.
It's just like you're making sludge, essentially.
Oh, gross.
Okay, so let's see here. So my bedroll, flint and steel, they're good.
They're all fucked.
Let me go. I need to start rolling percentiles for your stuff.
You're gonna hop in your sleeping bag and you're gonna put your foot down the bottom and be like,
well, obviously the backpack's gone. I'm just gonna put X's next to the stuff that you lose.
I like to imagine us tipping it out on this, like, in a little alleyway, just tipping it out and seeing what comes out. Okay.
Basically, I want to be like, go to the merchant backpack. Thank you. We'll be right back. Go to the side alley, tip everything out. What can I salvage? What can I need to sell?
What am I going to leave in an alleyway for some small child to play with?
It's a mining town now. There's no small children.
One small dwarf to play with.
That'd be so convenient. Like, there's a lot of human rot and molten sludge. What happened here? We're going to start some kind of crime mystery.
Like, can you imagine if someone was trying to hunt us and they just follow us along and be like, seems to be a donkey at the bottom of the right. Like, that's weird.
Like, we followed him to this wizard, like this pirate town. We found this cat, but then they scarpered back to where they came from. Like, I've got to go back a year.
Surely they didn't make the whole...
There's what some the... pie nuts in the...
Why are they making these decisions?
Wait, which head did you... You've got written down Norton's head
here. Yeah, we
took
Norton's
head. Do you guys still
head.
Have Norton's head?
Yeah.
Do we?
We never gave it to anyone, I don't think.
Oh, did we take it? We took it back to the guard, and
no,
then they told
we did,
us.
We did, yeah.
No, no, but then he told us to take it to someone, and did we?
Yeah.
Carter's one is the one that you got preserved, but it's not written down here.
Maybe I meant Carter when I wrote... I'm
Norton.
Very...
Nah, maybe you meant Carter when you wrote Norton.
Let's assume that.
What no, about
we had Norton's
the other
head.
Fella? We got his head, right?
Fenrir?
Fenrir.
Oh, and Fenrir, yeah.
Oh, and
both
David.
Of those heads are...
We got a lot of heads.
Oh, what happens when they're sludgy heads? Do the skull remain?
It's like barely even recognizable as human.
Is there a skull though, or is that
skull? No, not even a skull. It's like barely recognizable.
They're gonna have to take our word for it.
Well, we can just harden the sludge and give them that,
like shape it into two skulls.
Yeah.
Like, there you go. Griffbomb's book is still okay.
All right.
Good. You
protected
still...
by my magic.
Bad news: cute. Your wand of Nock is completely useless.
But that was the cursed item anyway.
Good.
Oh, you're right. Okay, so now your wand of the wand of Nock and the wand of Monster, they were both from the thing, weren't they?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, both.
What about the hat of disguise that we kept
using?
You
were wearing that, weren't you?
Yeah.
Your hat of disguise wasn't in your bag.
No, but is that cursed as well?
No, we bought it.
No, we didn't.
Oh.
Did we pick
then
that
I
up?
Don't know.
No, you didn't. That's right. Yeah, the Hat of Disguise would have... Were you wearing the Hat of Disguise? I completely forgot about this.
Oh!
You were, weren't you?
At one point, yes.
You would have taken some damage, but assumedly you would have taken the hat off.
Like, it's not hard to take out. You could just even bend down.
What about my circle
Wait.
Of persuasion?
Who was wearing the Hat of Disguise?
Not me.
Not you? Oh,
no.
That's right.
Nah, because he was dressed as...
We got him to dress as Majigamu.
You took the hat off, and then the Fenrir. So like just a little bit of backtracking. You would have taken the hat off, and then the seer wouldn't. Not the seer. The
Everyone would be like, where did that other guy go?
No, the fucking what's her name? The
shaman.
The shaman would have explained the situation.
Yeah. What about my other two magical items that I was wearing?
The circlet of persuasion. You would have had to actually just take that off.
And my cloak of resistance. All shit.
I am so...
Oh, no.
You would have taken some serious damage, but it wouldn't have been enough to kill you.
I was on like 8 health, Adam. Maybe 3 at one point.
It didn't do a lot of damage. It's all just like crippling.
Scarring.
Yeah, scarring, crippling.
You got a gross body now.
I have
how Grayson
scars.
Was able to survive for so long.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks. That's a good point.
Yeah, it's literally just searing pain.
I am so happy right now because I said to Zamet,
oh, hey.
stop taking it.
Yeah. I didn't take anything
what about
either.
My dagger, my cool dagger thing. That
it's
was
not magic.
Circle.
Not
magical.
Only
magical.
Only magical items actually have that. And the coins, but you guys don't have any of the coins.
Not
only the magical
anymore.
Items and the coins.
They're in circulation now.
Hey,
somebody's
going
to be like, I'll just...
No, somebody's just going to be like, I'll put this coin in my pocket, in my coin bag, and then they come back later.
And sludgy. Oh,
it's just a solid gold sludge.
Hey.
I expect an apology,
that's gonna
Leo.
That's
going to
be worth something.
Okay.
Because
cool.
I said, like, oh, it's going to happen. You're like, no, it'll be fine.
Well, look, there's no point in going back now.
I'm just saying, like, I made sure we sold all the curse gold.
You only
first.
Have Carter's head now.
That's
you'll just
right.
have to give them your word that you killed the other people.
Good.
That's... Oh, gosh, guys.
All right, so I'm going to need to buy another backpack. I need to buy some... a lot of other stuff now.
Rations, maybe?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
So how much to replace most of this stuff? Like the flint and cinder lantern.
How often do you use flint and
cinder? I don't.
Never.
You don't need it. Once.
You can cast magical lightning. Oh, wait, can you? Check your spells.
You can. Oh my god, no way.
I already erased
you. You had a lot of useless spells, Jackson.
He did. I can cast dancing lights.
I have three alchemists. Oh,
dancing lights is basically as good.
Maybe I should just hurl them around, eh?
A lantern and hooded. Hooded lantern?
Save it for the lady in the lake.
I will. Oh,
we gotta need some rope, though.
We gotta go back and
some rope and
some
thieves' tools. Oh man, I'm gonna get my thieves' tools.
We gotta. You
got tools were fine.
Oh, good.
Did I?
I mean, no, it's fine.
They're all good.
Oh, no, that shouldn't be an X there. I must have misplaced that. Because I definitely remember, like, it would be so funny if he lost the thieves' tools, but then I was like, oh, no, it's not. I must have accidentally, I must have just hoped or wished that I put an X
you
there.
You dreamed so all much right. And so hard.
Cool.
Well, Leo, looks like a lot of your stuff is destroyed.
True, but I still
have... Hey, you want to hear something funny? I didn't adjust your charisma.
It just didn't work
because it was cursed.
Yeah.
All right. Oh wait, I still got that spell, David's spell book. I want to examine David's spell book that I haven't opened yet.
Are we gonna open it?
Like
not yet.
I'm gonna step away.
Like in the alleyway, in the back alleyway next to the shop.
How about you put it down the end of the alleyway?
The back alleyway next to the temple. It's like in the square.
We'll find an alleyway.
We'll find an alleyway where we can sort this shit out.
Put it at the very end of the alleyway. We'll get a long stick and open it.
No, I'm not going to open it. I want to inspect it without opening it.
Check for traps.
Cover.
Just to see if it's...
Check for traps, rogue. Yes.
That's exactly what I was going to do, Cassius. I'm going to do my fucking job. Do I tell you how to druid? No.
You detect sometimes. No traps.
When do I ever drop?
Hey, there's no traps.
Pop it open.
Yeah, pop it open.
You pop it open. You guys, who here has seen the third Harry Potter movie?
Yeah. I have seen all.
You know when that book comes alive?
Yes!
Oh, no!
That happened.
But there was no... You said you checked it for traps.
I did check for traps.
Leo, the book bites you.
Ow, son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. Book's biting us.
You take 3 points of damage.
Let's fight a book
Let's
in an alley.
A book.
Fighting books, fighting chests. That's the dream.
Can I scatter spray it?
I did fly it.
Because I'm going to do it if I can.
No, you wouldn't be able to. Sorry.
Just scatter spray the stones in the square.
There'd be a lot. There would be a lot, wouldn't
stuff?
There?
Around here.
Wait, can I? Wait,
the dwarves keep a very... Dwarves are like obsessively, compulsively...
But Adam, I have a launch item.
Wow. It is an item.
You have a random item you want to launch.
No, I want to launch the book.
You can't launch
Damn
the book.
Adam,
actually,
let me have fun.
Actually, the book would get a save against it.
Good.
Do it.
Yes. Good. I'm going to launch it into a wall.
We'd be like, okay.
Hang on, let me...
Never mind that this. Book. That was more trouble than it was worth. I'm trying to think what I can druid at it. I could create water onto it.
Flaming sword it.
Yeah, just cut it in half.
Okay. Oh, wait. Initiative first.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You have to fight a book.
You're having a lovely little time holding Grayson's hand and we're fighting a book in an
alley. Cassius, you're first.
I'd like to run up and punch it. Never fought a book before.
You punched the book.
I hope I knock it unconscious.
You break the book apart.
Oh.
Champion of the world!
You run up, just like, knock it out of Leo's hands or whatever, punch it on the ground, it breaks apart into different pages and the cover and stuff, and then it catches fire and slowly burns.
Oh.
Can we try and get a good look at it before it burns up?
You
can
burn
your
hands if you want, sure.
Nah.
Oh.
Nah.
I'm sorry, I broke your book, Leo.
That wasn't my book, it was David's. Also, we've lost heads, Fenris and Davids. We probably should have preserved them. I'm guessing they were... Oh, well.
Getting the feeling you as a group don't... Us as a group don't think things out.
Well, hang on. Fenris and David were the ones who killed with you, so...
Well, for Fenrir, I kind of hid behind a rock.
That's true.
And I don't think I was even there for David. As in the fighting pits. But, nevertheless,
You distracted all the orcs.
Yeah.
That's true. You were very integral.
So what, are we going to get another couple skulls?
No.
Pass them off?
I guess we'll have to. Maybe. Wonder if that Redmon will give me a note saying we killed David.
Like a note from the teacher?
Well, yeah. I was about to say, yeah, like I got a note from my parents saying that.
I got a note from this dwarf. He said we killed it.
So I mean, here's a hot idea. We ask the king instead of just that guy.
Yeah, we'll ask the king.
We'll ask the king.
Also, I need to buy some rope. I'll be right back. I'll buy some rope.
Would you like silk or hempen rope?
Silk.
We always have silk rope.
Be a little decadent, guys. Just buy some silk rope.
What's the other rope?
Silk rope is 10 gold, whereas hemp rope is significantly cheaper. I think it's like...
silk rope then.
Get silk.
Yep.
Because we had silk before.
We ain't fucking around with none of this hemp rope. Come on now, guys.
I need some more.
There are magical ropes as well.
Oh my god.
It's like troll gut rope, which starts out really small but then stretches to an amazing length.
What's the best rope for lassoing?
For lassoing?
Yes.
Probably hempen. Silk.
There's no magic lasso rope?
No. I guess you could get an animated rope, but animated rope doesn't do a good job. Like, if you try to lasso someone, they'd just be like, no. The rope isn't very strong.
That's a shame.
I think there's elven rope in some book somewhere that gives you massive bonuses, but it's not magical.
That's a shame.
Maybe we just go see that.
We'll go see the king. What was
his name again?
The king?
The king?
King Rassius.
He's never called himself king. But
the lord, the general.
Garrett Ironbones. You assume him to be the lord here.
The Tsar of the land. We'll go chat to him.
Let's go to the Tsar.
Adam's already sick of our nonsense. Adam's already reached peak, like, unhappy.
Glasses are off. He's like pinching the bridge of his nose.
Okay, so you go to like the castle, quotation marks.
Duke of the land.
There are guards out the front. What goes you? What business?
Leo, please.
Oh, hey. We would just like to speak to the king. What's his name again?
Ironbones.
Ironbones.
Is that right? Lord Ironbones?
Yes.
Ironbones, because we killed that...
We killed the wizards,
that wizard.
Due to an unfortunate accident, we've lost any evidence of it.
So it'd be nice if we got,
like a note
saying that we did kill David.
David and Venra.
Yep.
He doesn't know.
Do you have an appointment?
Can I make an appointment?
One of the guards says. Yeah, you can.
Cool. I want to make an appointment.
He points back the way you guys came. There's an office building a couple blocks that way. You'll have to make an appointment with an aide.
How bureaucratic. Like, talk about
dwarves?
Red tape.
Incredibly. Yeah. You'll probably be put on like a 10-year waiting list.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
It might not be worth it.
How long's the waiting list?
About 10 years.
Never mind. Let's chuff off.
Dwarven bureaucracy does not account for the fact that dwarves live very long lives.
We live puny human lives.
It's kind of funny because, a human could get convicted in gnomish land. In dwarven lands, and the dwarves are like, it's okay. It's not a life sentence. It's just 200 years plus time served.
Somebody should do something about that. Let's at least go ask Redmond.
Yeah,
because we know him.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to go back to his store?
Yeah.
Well, not back to his store. You guys haven't been there yet. Okay. As you guys are doing that, I'll jump back to Allie because that's going to take some time. Although there's not a lot. Like paper. After you have this conversation with Grayson.
Yeah.
Are you going to just chill with him for a little bit? He needs sleep.
He still needs to recover. So
yeah, he needs sleep.
Get him some milk of magnesia or whatever.
Of magnesia.
You mean milk of the poppy?
Yeah.
Yes, milk of the poppy.
No, Adam is so sick.
Adam's like, what do I do with this information? I hate them.
So, technically not being allowed to be influenced by these two idiots, Ainsley, what do you want to do?
Is there anything that I can get for him to help him, or not really?
Clerics are doing all they can. You don't fancy you can do anything better than they can.
Yeah. We'll probably
need sleep, and there's not much else to do.
Yeah, probably just stick around.
Good book? His hair.
Any good books around, guys?
Have you got a good book in your inventory?
Yeah. We just fought a
inventory.
Book.
No, it's where you invent things.
Invent a book, Ainsley.
That's right.
Borrow a dwarven Bible.
That sounds super.
Read up. Hang on. Are you the same religion as Grayson?
Yeah,
on
I
the
am.
First day, the gods created the dwarven race. And the second day, they, you know, messed around and
found some gems.
Actually, in actual dwarven mythology, it's like the gods created halflings, were like, not good enough. Created gnomes, were like, not good enough. Created dwarves.
I was first?
Just that. Right.
Like the Goldilocks
when
of religion.
Do humans come into it? Or are they just like, we don't know?
Humans actually don't figure into dwarven creation myths.
That's super weird.
So like,
there's no
exist.
Like myth for where they came from. Oh, it's like dwarven.
Is it just like we don't believe in humans?
No, it's just like they came from across weird. The seas. It's not, never really explained.
Cool.
No.
Yeah, so I guess we just sort of chill out, relax, have when he does wake up, probably have a bit of a chat about what he wants to do, where we want to go, you know, all that sort of shit.
Well, you'll be sleeping the night here then.
There's
not a lot going. It's pretty quiet. There's nothing like no
exciting
quests.
Happening.
No yeah. quests going on in okay. the temple.
No,
no bounties to be had.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll jump back to.
Muggins and Muggins over
Leo
here.
And Cassius. So yes. You get to Redmond's shop. It's open.
Hi, Redmond.
Hello, Redmond.
Hello.
Hi.
It's like him standing behind the counter, and then there's like a young dwarf who's like an aide running around. He's maybe like equivalent. He's probably like 50 or something like that, but for a dwarf, he's like equivalent 10, 15.
I'm going to go and look around and like let Leo do the talking, and I'm just going to inspect the gems, his jewelry, his work.
A massive array of different gems, like necklaces, rings. It's pretty impressive. Dwarven craftsmanship is not about elegance, but about perfection. Mm. So like perfect circles, perfect squares.
I'm a dwarf. I know that.
Well aware.
Very perfect.
Anyway, so Leo, you're talking?
Hi, Redmond. Hey. Just wondering if you could maybe give us like a document or a note.
Like
or
a statutory declaration.
Like a stat certificate,
a
I guess.
A stat deck of saying that David, that wizard we killed, is dead. Because we're going to take his head, but there was like a little unfortunate mishap with acid. You know what Grayson got, but that, but in my backpack, we lost the head.
You took the head?
Yeah. It's kind of our thing.
It's kind of messed up.
Well, the wizard.
How else are we? We're going to
prove
proof?
He's dead.
When they just take your word for it?
Nah, you don't know
you
that.
Don't know. Granted, we don't know either. But our seer told us. Yeah, our seer said to keep the heads.
Yeah, he said keep the head.
The dwarf shakes his head. Humans are weird.
Hey, man, elves.
I'm a dwarf. He's a halfling.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about.
So really,
yeah, I reckon I could whip up like an official statement.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Redman.
I'm assuming for money.
Well, I hadn't thought about that until
never
now.
Mind. Leo, are you ready?
I'll do it for 4 copper.
That's nothing. I'll pay for it.
Oh, okay. Can you say
whatever? I give him the 4 copper.
I'm so fucking rich, guys.
I think it's because all of the money's has been party funds. I don't think I've spent an iota of any of the money
I have. 8 gold left. I need to get some of that sweet party funds.
You're not taking my money.
I know.
I'm aware.
Well aware.
It's 10 copper or silver, yeah.
Okay. 10 to 10 to 10.
Yes.
So no I just worries. Have 4 copper. I can just erase that if you're having math troubles.
No, it's fine.
What happened to our eraser?
I'm figuring it out.
We lost our eraser already?
No, it's under there.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was more nuts.
There are nuts, listeners. Ali's pulled back the screen.
There are deeds nuts. Oh, yeah.
I don't understand
Adam's
what just happened.
Adam's testicles are out during.
No.
We'll sit comfortably
I DM completely nude, except for the cloak I wrap myself in.
That's the only way we can get Adam to do it. We wait in the store and admire the jewelry whilst he writes that up for us.
Okay. It doesn't take him long. It's like... basically along the lines of, yo, officials of, to whom it may concern, officials of Castlery, have officially verified that Cassius and co. successfully killed the evil
I'm
wizard.
I'm the dwarf, I get it.
Yeah.
It's a dwarf thing.
He does, like... Cassius and friends. Like, that is exactly
that's
what you're
wonderful.
Right. Not that you would know, because you don't read Dwarven.
I do not.
God,
Cassius
Dwarven
and co. killed the wizard David O'Patterson.
Cool.
Signed Redman.
Cool.
He like folds it up, gives it like a little bit of a seal, and then hands it over to you.
Sweet.
As we leave, I'm going to be like, Leo, I like good on us that we did that, but are they going to trust the word of like, he's just a jeweler, right?
It's better than nothing. When else we got?
I guess we can't wait for 10 years for the king. That's a good point. Gonna go see if.
Well, you can. 10 years is not the blink of an eye, but it's not a lot it's long like a time for
hot
a dwarf.
Weekend for you.
I don't want to spend my time in the Our island of Mara fucking and drinking.
Yeah, it sounds like the best long. Time, though, doesn't it?
Do halflings have a short, shorter
halflings
life?
Halflings are like human lifespan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, orcs right. live to be about 40. Oh. That's like if they don't die of, you know, combat.
Oh, poor orcs.
40 is a human 80 for orcs.
Oh, that's super weird.
Mm.
I like deer.
Let's just we'll see
go back, see if Ainsley and Grayson are finished.
They still need their little alone
time. Tay-tay.
You get back. Ainsley's like, I don't know, maybe you're... Grayson is like lying down on a slab. The beds there are made of stone, so it is a slab.
All that conversation was all in my head.
She's just like moving like, you're like
come on.
I wish I was that clever.
Oh, no.
No, don't make me sad.
So anyway, it's like Grayson is laid out on the bed and maybe Ainsley is like head on his chest, you know, sleeping as well.
Aww. Oh, little angels.
How sweet.
Cassius, you have warmed, and I have warmed to you.
Like, I'm lovely.
Yeah.
But the moment we go in, I'd be like, maybe we should just find somewhere in town to spend the night. Like, this is.
Yeah. Do we want to see the ask a cleric and see how long that they're like, covering? How long we need to book a.
That's not a bad idea. We'll go find the nearest cleric. Hopefully, not one working on someone.
Yeah.
Hey, mate.
You can find maybe not a cleric, but an acolyte.
Yeah.
And ask him.
How are you?
Good.
Grayson, he's a mate of ours. We were just wondering.
Over there with the burns.
That's
the one.
We're just wondering what his situation is looking like. Are we talking like days, weeks?
The cleric goes back to the front. There's like a front counter when you come in. Almost. It's more of an altar, but it doubles as a counter because they've got scrolls and stuff there. Yeah. He takes out the official record for Grayson.
Grayson's shot.
Yeah, basically. He pushes back his white coat.
Like, takes a look.
Holds his stethoscope. Turns around and says, "It's not lupus." Then he walks away on his little cane.
Yes! We're just going to have an episode
I wish,
That would be amazing.
He goes into a room and there's a black MD. Dwarf there, a female dwarf, and an Aussie dwarf.
So would lupus in this world be you turn into lupine? Yeah.
Mummy rot. Yeah. Lupus is mummy rot in this universe. It's never mummy rot, guys.
Oh.
That's funny because you'd think mummy rot would be one of the easy things to diagnose. You're like, has he been near mummies?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably mummy rot.
He got bit by one. Oh, no, this
surprised.
One.
Mummy rot. We wait for him to check the chart.
Anyway, he checks the register, comes back and says, the official recommendation is from this day, maybe 6 days.
Okay.
But he'll be walking tomorrow, probably. Right.
Did we want to give them time to rest? Maybe try and let's scout out a ship.
Yeah, that's
and
not a book bad idea.
For that's at the end of the 6 day.
Yeah. So yeah. We'll give them the 6 days to heal. Let's
go charter a ship.
You guys probably need to heal a little bit, don't you?
No, I'm good.
Oh, all right.
Like emotionally, maybe. But
it's been a trying couple weeks.
Well, we'll roll. I'm just going to fast forward those 6 weeks.
Yeah, cool.
That's 6 weeks. Six weeks.
Jesus.
It was worse than we thought.
6 days.
Feel better. Oh, my God.
So, first off, where are you guys going to stay for those 6 days?
Well, fine. There's the one tavern in town.
Yeah.
Okay. That'll be a total of 3 gold each.
I can't pay this.
I gotcha.
That'll include me, though.
Ainsley has all my money.
Ainsley, you don't have to pay if you just want to stay at the temple.
Oh, yeah.
The food there is sparse at best. Like, you're kind of eating the dwarven equivalent of communion wafers and wine.
Good.
But, you can live on
You guys could probably, deliver muffins and, eggs in the morning, can't you?
Muffins?
The way you sounded that, to me it sort of sounded you guys could if you were good friends.
Occasionally Ainsley comes by to the tavern and she's like, "So, guys, what did you have for breakfast?" And we're like, muffins, eggs.
I had wafers and apple and black currant juice, guys.
Did you want some? You could not find juice on this island to save yourself. Okay. Even the orcs don't drink juice.
Okay, anyway. I'm sure we could find a way to feed each other.
Anywho, yeah, you pay that and...
Just like... Open your mouth, Cassius. Let me put this muffin and egg in. Now your turn, Amy. It's a weird bonding thing you may have. We know.
You find a...
It's not right.
Yes. You find a ship heading in the same direction you're going. They're not going to Carcery, but they are going to Jaren's Outpost, which is the nearest major settlement to Carcery. You'd actually be going past, but it's like...
We don't want to leap out, I get it.
How much is it going to set me back? I'm paying.
He asks, like, how many people and what race?
I've got money.
Four, one dwarf, one halfling, two humans. Plus an owl, but he'll look after himself.
The dwarf, like, does some quick calculations in his head. I'd say maybe for all four of you, 20 gold.
Oh, done. No worries. I got this. Look, as you've taken me in, you know, we've had some good roots, haven't
we? Meals included, he says.
Oh, good.
Well, basic food. You'll be eating what everyone else is
meals,
eating.
Meals, within quotation marks.
Hardtack and, like, lemon juice
what
to prevent
hard
scurvy.
Tack?
Hardtack is like nuts, berries, that sort of stuff.
Oh, delicious.
I'll pay him now. Why not?
Basically, just food that lasts for a long time. Also, I hope the halfling can handle a drink or two because we have no water.
Oh, no.
I don't know if he can.
The ale's
really
pretty watered down, though. The dwarf gives like a bit of a chuckle, you know.
Would
you
have an aversion to drinking?
Little dwarf, like, do I get it? Is he given like a dwarf joke?
Watered down dwarven
to
ale is just ale.
Ah, I chuckle.
But would I have an aversion? Because last time we got drunk, we lost a friend.
You might have a little bit of an aversion.
Yeah, we got drunk in the temple. Remember?
Oh, that's true.
We did. Yeah,
you
had a great
you did not
time.
Change a bit.
Yeah.
Adam, during the 6 weeks, I'd like to just commune with nature a bit. Just if there's any animals on the island.
There are very few animals on this island, and there are even less near Mara.
6 days.
Any animals that did live around here or plants were just hunted out.
Are there, like, crabs on the beach?
No, not even... You could not find any life forms other than dwarves anywhere near this.
Start a gambling ring. That'll take about 6 days, won't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do you guys need to get into trouble? Why can't you just have a quiet 6 days?
I was fast forwarding it. I was fast forwarding.
It happens. It's gone. In the blink of an eye. Poof. Gone. 6 days have passed. No gambling.
Damn
communing. No getting into trouble. Or out, he fights on the streets.
Aww.
Everything passes.
Those were the three things I was planning.
No fist fights.
Oh,
God
no.
Damn. Maybe a couple fist fights.
Good. Yes.
I feel like that's
but none that escalate past what you can handle.
That's, like Adam is channeling my mum when we went on family holidays. And we're
Ali,
like,
why don't you call me anymore?
but we're on the way. We're like, Mum, can we do this? Can we do this? No, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And she's just so sick of our shit. She's like, that's it. We're done. There's going to be no happiness. There's going to be no joy. We're done. We're going home.
Everybody be quiet in the back.
Everyone be quiet or I am turning this D&D game around.
It's like you're all level one. You meet at a tavern.
Adam, no.
Too far, Adam.
Although.
No. We'll pass.
You're on the boat. You're waving goodbye to Mara. It's like Pokemon or something.
We wouldn't wave good.
No.
Redmond's on the island. He's waving back.
Pikachu
is on your shoulder, Cassius.
Yes.
The voiceover guy like rehashes the lesson for today's episode.
Don't gamble yourself.
Don't piss me off. That's the lesson.
Uh-huh.
We'll wave goodbye to Redmond.
And while the Pokemon closing credits play in the background, you watch Mara disappear in the distance. And we'll find out who Team Rocket addressed as next time on D&D is for Nerds.
If you think this show is worth at least $1, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.